Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio. Compliments of Hawks Security Systems and Services. We appreciate them, as well as Aunt Pookie's Barbecue. We got 1 hour to go in the big show. I just slid in here literally in my jorts, my Miata.
See, I didn't even read that text.
And feeling all hoity-toity.
Someone texted it. Now you got to read it. Now you
got to
read it.
Feeling all hoity-toity because we've got too many people that think that they are the end-all, be-all, and they can know etiquette and other things. And I can tell them that I got four fingers and a thumb on each hand, and I got one finger reserved for each one of you.
Here's the text. I sent a mean text yesterday about turning Barry's mic down, and I wanted to apologize. You seem like a great guy. But your co-host definitely sounds like the guy who would be in jorts driving a Mazda Miata.
It's a convertible. It's a convertible Miata.
Because I'm a good person.
Oh, and you hocked it. Okay.
Well, those Miatas are so tiny.
Yeah.
They are.
Have you ever? Boy, if you kick that car, it's going to roll over.
Yeah, but I don't even use the door. I jump over the door like the Dukes of Hazzard because it's a convertible. I jump right in. My jorts don't even split.
When I used to sell cars, and I used to sell at a Mazda dealership. And this was back when the RX-7 was a good car. Now it is. Yeah. But this was back when it kind of had the look and feel of a
Sporty.
Viper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more like a Viper than anything. But and we used to sell Miatas. And you would see dudes come in that weighed a lot. Like, big guys. They'd be like, hey, how much are them Miatas? I'd be like, player, you don't want to be buying one of them Miatas. You're way too big for a Miata. No, let's get you in a 66.
It goes 0 to 60 in 2 weeks. With you in it, it's going to take a month, buddy. All right? So just don't even step in this vehicle.
Because the Pontiac had the Fiero.
Yeah.
That was small. What was the Toyota the Fiero, had the MR2?
The Fiero was the Dr. Thunder of sports cars, though. It was like trying to be a Ferrari.
Right.
And ain't happening. Like you're the big K of fast cars.
RX-7s for a while were good looking, like you said, and
they were kind of a hit for a while. Yeah,
yeah, and fast. I tell you what, we took one, we got one in, and we took one for a test drive, and just in the parking lot, there was no cars around us, and I got in, and I just floored it. I didn't try to ease out. And all we did is just spun in a circle. That's how powerful this thing was. You had to really be paying attention to how you took off in an RX-7 back in the day. Mm-hmm. They were fast.
Supras were quick too.
Yeah,
not the MR2. Supras had a lot of power.
Yeah, they were crazy.
Yeah, yeah, but those were back in the day. I prefer my Miata, and with the top down, with my jorts, I get some good hair gel, some mirror sunglasses. And my middle finger so you can kiss my ass when I drive by you. Can I get the 7 digits, please?
So, do you want them?
I do. You don't have to give me the air code. Just give me the 7 digits.
I'm not up in them. You're always up in there.
I'm not.
You get it.
Oh, I am.
Just search Miata. You'll find it. That's how I went back and found it. Somebody wants to know, does the TuneIn stream site work, or is it just the video stream? I don't know what that means.
TuneIn is another platform where you can consume a lot of radio shows. I don't know. I know we've been on TuneIn before. I just don't know if it's functional right now. So that's a good question. But we're on multiple platforms. I mean, iTunes, Podcast Arena, Terrestrially. We're on our website, ESPN 97.5, Audio Boom. I mean, there's a bunch of ways you can consume the audio. I have to kind of look back and see if we're on TuneIn, honestly.
Yeah, because I don't know what
Let
that is.
Let me ask Jong.
Okay, that would probably be good. If you want to see like the video and the audio all in one, you just go to ESPN975.com, and then there's a thing that says watch here or something like that, or view live stream. I don't know. Let me look at the front page. It says... Mm-hmm.
Survey says, you're previewing live again.
Yes. It says watch us on live stream. So you just click on that, or I guess you can just click play and you're good to go. Okay. Now I sound like Fred.
Oh, you Mike wants to know if I'm really driving a Miata. No, that's false.
Oh, my God. Mike, don't be that gullible.
Seriously, don't be Nick.
Why am I? Someone just, Larry Footstack just tweeted in, tune in works. And she's a suspect.
There you go.
Yes.
So, hey,
okay. By the way, Mandy, which this is the
Hello,
theme of
Mandy.
The Miata. Mandy said my first car was a Miata.
She's allowed to have a Miata.
Yes.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I made fun of every person who owned a Mazda Miata that brought in their car for an oil change at my dad's shop for about 15
every
years.
Every person?
Every person.
Every dude or every person?
You're right, every dude.
Okay. I was going to say, because if they were hot and you did that, that was a mistake.
Yeah, that was a pass. Yeah, yeah I'd let you go on that one. But every dude that pulled up in a Miata or a Volkswagen Beetle with the little flower on the dashboard,
yes.
You were going to get made fun of. Maybe not to your face because you're a client, but you were going to get made fun of at some point.
Because you're so mean.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Joel and I bear the brunt of that every
day. Yeah, every damn day. It's hard, man.
Some people are saying soy chorizo is good AF. No, I'm going to...
That's hoity-toity, Barry.
Yeah, I don't...
They eat it with their pinky in the air.
I don't think I've ever had anything soy.
Oh, come on.
No, I swear to God.
I'm sure Joel's had it in Starbucks, right?
Yeah, soy milk.
I mean, I've had soy milk. I'm talking about the... Isn't soy the stuff where
soy sauce?
No, there's just the soy. He's right.
Soy beans?
It's like a square, spongy thing, and you can almost...
Isn't that tofu?
Is that what it is?
Because soy, you can get soy beans, soy protein.
What the hell is soy chorizo then? Yeah, you're right. I'm thinking of tofu. What the hell is... if I was thinking of tofu chorizo, what is soy chorizo? That makes no sense.
Some kind of a salsa-like dipping sauce.
Now I got to Google it.
That would be my guess.
I was totally thinking of tofu.
News of the day, OBJ officially signs with the Giants on that $95 million extension. So he signed. Dez Bryant, not so lucky, with news that the Jaguars need a new receiver because Marquise Lee is out for the year with a torn MCL, ACL surgery awaiting. He says he'll likely wait a little bit later, quote unquote, until he signs with anybody after turning down a $5 million deal with the Cleveland Browns. Joey Bats, Jose Bautista on the move again as he has made the move from the Mets to the Phillies in a deal that passed through waivers before the waiver deadline at the end of this month. So he's on the move again trying to help a Phillies team that's trying to secure a wild card spot. So there's news there. And of course, your Astros took the first game of a 3-game set against the A's. Tonight, it is Charlie Morton against Edwin Jackson at the Juice Box, and then they'll finish the series tomorrow afternoon with Dallas Keuchel on the hill. And Hard Knocks is tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to do another recap.
I'm not missing another episode. I missed last week, so I'm not missing.
But have you caught up on the ones you've missed?
A little bit. Not that much. But
because it's really good. And if you saw any of either the highlights of what happened in the Browns game last week, or you got any of Greg Williams' comments if you follow NFL sites this week, rookie Denzel Ward tried to make a tackle on a tight end in that Eagles game. I think it was Zach Ertz, and really got his back jacked up and had back spasms because he just looked kind of awkward. Well, defensive coordinator Greg Williams decided to call him out and say if he would tackle the way I taught him to tackle, the way I tell him to tackle, the way I'm teaching him every day to tackle, maybe those things wouldn't happen. But until he does, stupid things like that are going to happen. And he went on and on and on and on. And now Hugh Jackson is out there saying, we don't need all that. I need to talk to him. I don't agree with the way he did that, and none of that needs to be out in the media. All that says to me is Hard Knocks is going to be good.
I think so. I think we're there's probably going to be some. Well, I don't know, though. Are they allowed to dictate what gets cut and what doesn't get aired?
I don't think they get editorial control.
Oh,
that's good. I think that, you know, when it comes to, like, if they get, like, terminology in the huddle, things like that. Yeah,
like
they got to tone that back. But, you know, think about everything they showed with every fight with last week with Jarvis Landry and all the things that they've shown. Even when Haley and Williams have gotten into it about when Haley says, stay off the effing quarterback, and Williams chimes, claps back.
Well,
and
then
says,
protect
well, then
him.
Block somebody, and he won't have to hit the effing quarterback. So, but it's something that I've said throughout watching this, which is I don't think Hugh Jackson has any control of that team. I think you've got two dominant personalities with huge egos on either side of the ball as coordinators. I think no matter what we see in Hard Knocks, when the regular season happens and things get a little stressful, I think that's a volatile situation that could blow up.
That's what's going to make it good.
I hope.
I'm going to be really disappointed if it doesn't come up. I'm going to be really disappointed if there's not some.
But I'm saying, no matter what we see between now and the end of Hard Knocks,
Real Housewives of the Cleveland Browns.
When the regular season gets underway and they have some trying times, those two guys, that's why a lot of people have said, look, this could be Buddy Ryan and Kevin Gilbride all over again. I don't disagree with that. Something's going to give there because Hugh Jackson's got no control of that team.
I think there's going to be a combination of friction in that one head coach that everybody was making fun of when he kept saying Hutt and his stomach kept jumping. It's got to be a combination of those two things, right?
Yeah.
Like drama and the coach. You got to include the coach.
Speaking of, Steven Uzik said, what do you think the salesman thought when the Browns O-line coach walked into the Maserati dealership? Probably like,
who are you buying this for, sir?
Sir, the Ford dealership is three doors down on the left. And yeah, you don't expect that dude coming in to buy. And that happened to me when I sold cars. I learned a very valuable lesson. They always tell you in sales, don't prejudge anyone. You don't make up in your mind, well, they can't afford it, or they're not going to buy it, because you just never know. And I learned that lesson the hard way because I was sitting at my desk in the showroom. And a guy walks in overalls, no shirt underneath. Just overalls, boots, and a hat on. Just to,
you're like, he ain't buying nothing.
I was like, him and his man boobs are not buying anything. That dude bought two. He bought a 626 and some used car. I don't know. I think it was a truck. Paid cash for both. Brand new 626. Like, that was the luxury car back then for Mazda. And I learned a very valuable lesson because I was like, whatever. I was the new guy. I'm going to have to show this dude around. He ain't going to buy nothing. 45 minutes later, we sit down at my desk. He's like, all right, I'll take him. And he pulls out this wad of cash. I was like, oh, wow. No, you got to go through the finance department, but damn. So I imagine it was the same thing. I imagine it was, you know, coach walks in and they're like, who is this walrus-looking dude buying me out of?
Low profiles are going to handle fluff? You, bro.
Who's fluff and who's he buying a car for? Because he ain't driving one of these.
Exactly.
So it should be fun. Hard Knocks tonight on HBO. It's, I think, 9 o'clock Central, so that'll be fun to catch up on all that.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to getting back to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen pretty soon. I can't wait, man. We do it about monthly because we've got so much stuff going on. But, man, I'm telling you guys, if you haven't – first of all, if you haven't followed their Instagram and you want to see the food, the kind of food that you're dealing with Cowboys and Indians, go log on to Instagram and go to CNI713 and give them a follow. And then check out the food that they put out. Oh, my goodness. Some of the stuff, they just posted the aioli fries that they have, which are really damn good, I must say. But all the food is really good. Not just the fries, not just the chicken fried steak, not just the butter chicken, not just the Himalayan heat burger. Y'all, it's all damn good, and you're going to like it. Haas and Imran and the crew out there do a great job. They're friendly. They're down to earth. They'll hang out with you. They'll talk to you. People that go all the time are like, hey, man, Haas said hello, or Haas said you're an idiot. And that's the kind of guys they are. They like to have fun. They like to make good food. And they do both of those over there. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. If you're wondering where they're at, 1901 Taft, right there in Midtown. Super easy to get to. All the food, authentic Indian food, all made from scratch in the kitchen. The recipes have been passed down through Haas's generation or the Haas's family over time and perfected right there in the kitchen. So I know you're going to love the food. Every listener that has gone to Cowboys and Indians that's gotten back to me has said, dude, I thought you were overhyping it, but it's as good as you said it is. I'm confident you'll feel the same way. And listen, don't forget, they got trivia night on Wednesday. They've got a full service bar. They've got TVs. They've got a great wine selection too, if that's what you're into. And they deliver. So DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub will bring you Cowboys and Indians to your door. CNI713 on Instagram, CNI713 on Facebook, 1901 Taft in Midtown. Whatever you do, guys, make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back in the final hour of the big show. Nick, Barry, Joel, Tuesday, Usual Suspects.
Hey, who you got in the U.S. Open, guys?
SportsMap 94.1.
Who you got? U.S. Open right now. Go. Don't look. Look at me. Eyes up here. Eyes up here.
The Joker. Djokovic.
Okay.
The Joker.
I'm going to take the Joker, and I'm going to take Serena.
I'll take Wozniacki.
Or Wozniak.
Is it? I thought it was Wozniak.
Wozniak.
I don't know. J.J. Watt dated her.
I think Joel's right.
And she's married to... No, I think he's right. It's Carolyn Wozniacki. But she's married to, remember, David Lee? Remember David Lee? Played for the Warriors and the Spurs, amongst other teams?
It is Wozniacki, so you can suck it, Nick.
I just wish it was wrong.
She's married to David Lee, the ex-NBA player.
Yes, she is. Yep. Yeah.
And she once dated
How
JJ
do you know
Watt.
It's Wozniacki? You didn't hear nobody pronounce it?
Because, bitch, I know tennis.
There's an I on the end of it, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. It's Wozniacki.
I've never heard of a silent I. If it's there.
I said Wozniacki.
No, I'm saying to Nick, oh. It wouldn't be Wozniak.
Yeah, there's an I on the end.
Where's there's an I on the end.
I thought that's what you said, Wozniak, Joel.
I guessed, but then I said, you know what? He's right.
Oh, okay.
Now.
We had a team up on Barry there, Joel. Appreciate your help.
Dude, just kind of like you crapped all over me a little while ago, but it's fine.
What? On what?
Because he drives like
a
grandma.
To the podcast. Now I forget about
you have to go
things.
Back. Where could you go back and listen to the podcast, Joel?
I just brush my shoulders off and I go to podcastarena.com or ESPN975.com and go to the show, click on the hour I want to hear, and I follow up on whatever I've missed.
I hate that you knew a tennis player right off the bat. I really thought I was going to start. I should have done that to Nick. He would have never known.
You know, if Serena wins.
He would have been like, John McEnroe.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would have said. Andre
Billie Jean King. Yeah. Agassi, you know, that's a good one.
You know, if Serena wins, she breaks the record for all-time majors.
Her and her sister are in the same bracket.
That's always weird.
Yeah. I do know some tennis news because apparently they banned one of her outfits.
Her cat suit is not going to be allowed at the French Open next year.
Because it has something Black Panther regarding the... Because it's...
What?
They think it's, I guess, giving off some sort of Black Panther vibe or something like that. What was the reason?
I did not hear that part of it.
Well, at the U.S. Open?
She literally uses it because apparently it helps her prevent her from getting blood clots.
Okay.
But they banned that particular outfit for whatever reason. I thought it had something to do with the Black Panther situation, but no.
Well, I don't know. Way back Wednesday idea from the text line, songs Joel would cruise to with the top down in his Miata. Most likely Prince, When Doves Cry.
No, Little Red Corvette.
See, that makes more sense.
Yeah. That's why I injected some sense into a stupid text. That's what we're doing.
Jose H. said soy chorizo would be made for the extra making tofu. I don't know what that means.
That's Did you look up what it is?
Which is made from soy protein. So I think he's trying to say that soy chorizo and tofu is the same thing. Or they're close to the same thing. I have no idea.
It's the after of tofu that you use to...
Soy is?
I don't know. That's what he's kind of saying.
Oh, like it's tofu poop.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea. Don't catch me lying. Willie D, the gangster rapper of the Ghetto Boys. Yes, thank you for describing to me who Willie D is. I would have never known who he was. But they said Willie D used to come to the hood in a turquoise Miata.
Was Bushwhack Bill behind
him?
No,
see.
He could probably get away with it. I can see him putting some rims and stuff.
I'm not calling out Willie D in a Miata.
He's probably put some 18s on it or something, some 20s on it.
Yeah, well, they call it a drop-top Miata. All Miatas are drop-top, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. I think they only come in convertible, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
That's what I thought when I said it, because the ass clown that was trying to be funny didn't realize it. So
I would never have pictured Willie D. Bushwick Bill and a Miata, different story. Willie D, not so much. That would be, if you made me guess on which Ghetto Boy would be in a Miata, not Willie D. All right, I'm done with the text line for now.
You sure?
Yes, you may proceed.
Okay. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. This one was crazy, but this has gone viral. There was a couple getting married. And the chick decides to go with a long novel that Nick and I have both read on why she called off her wedding. But the crux of it is she canceled her wedding 4 days before the date. But it was because it was going to cost over $60,000. and she thought she wasn't out of line by asking all guests when they RSVP to give them nothing but cash and commit to giving them a minimum of $1,500 a person so that they could pay for the wedding that they know that they deserve and that they wanted so that people could have the party that they know they should get.
That they know they deserve.
Yeah.
I would unfriend this woman in an eyelet, in the blink of an eye. I would,
in person, on social media,
I mean, yeah,
everywhere.
I would be like, you know what? You're too stupid to be friends with. You're too conceited. You're an idiot.
You're too stupid to be married. We're doing you a favor.
If you
want to
read the whole thing, I just put it on my Twitter account because it's long. Nick, you can attest to that. At Pac-Man Joel. I just put the whole thing there. But she basically says, you know, we're going to be civil. We're going to co-parent our kid. But after this post, I am going to delete my Facebook. Social media has caused me only paranoia and toxicity. I'll be spending the next 2 months backpacking in South America, exploring my soul, and ridding myself of toxic energy brought on by friends and family.
That wouldn't pay for your stuff.
I may, when I come back, get a new Facebook and add only friends and family that having effing stabbed me in the back. And for all you C's that were part of my wedding party and
C's
thought you would support
like
me.
See you next Tuesdays?
You got it.
Wow. She dropped a C word in there. That's a
classy
broad.
But I think she said, I'm only
right
going to leave this post up for like an hour or two or something. And then she said, I'm going to delete it. And you're never going to hear from me again.
That is a classy broad. Yeah, she starts dropping the C word on folks. Yeah.
She was better off starting on GoFundMe or something.
Yeah, I wonder why no one gave her $1,500. She's just running around calling all her friends the C word and saying she's never going to be friends. She deserves
that
money?
So we managed to save 15 grand for a wedding, but our love was like a fairy tale. We wanted an extravagant blowout wedding where our son could be included. So we started touring venues, and we were torn between two. A local psychic told us to go with the more expensive option.
Okay, I'm
and
out.
And we thought,
I'm out.
Why the hell not?
I missed that part.
So this our dream amounted to a $60,000 bill, including flights to Aruba.
A local psychic.
All we asked for was a little help from our friends. And she, in all caps, says, I specifically, asked for cash gifts. How could we have our wedding that we dreamed of without proper funding?
How about, dude, I got married in a drive-thru, you
selfish.
Yeah,
you should have called Barry.
You selfish.
She mentioned
boy,
that too
I
later.
Curse. Somebody texted and says she called the maid of honor a fake-ass see you next Tuesday for not giving $5,000?
Yeah.
Man, this woman doesn't deserve friends.
We sacrificed
so
much. We asked each guest for around $1,500. We talked to a few people, even promised us more to make our dream come true. My maid of honor, who shall not be named, pledged $5,000 along with her planning services. We thanked and accepted. My ex's family offered to contribute $3,000. So our request of $1,500 for all other guests was not effing out of the ordinary. Like, we made it clear. If you couldn't contribute, you weren't invited to our exclusive wedding. It's a once-in-a-lifetime party. We sent out RSVPs. Only 8 people replied and sent us the check. We were effing livid. How was this supposed to happen without a little help from our friends? To make matters worse, my ex's family took back their offer. Suddenly, more people backed out, including the C-word maid of honor, my best friend since childhood, my second family. I was so shocked and tearful. To make matters worse, it was only a month before the wedding. To cancel everything, we were going to have to pay $5,000. Desperately, we resent the invites one last time and asked people to donate what they could.
This is wild. I don't understand this. I need to hear no more. She's an idiot. She deserves not getting any of that money.
To your point, Barry, at one point my ex came into the room and offered to get us a Vegas wedding and get it done. I laughed in his face, but he was dead serious. He wanted those cheap, raggedy, filthy, whore-like Vegas weddings. I mean, what the F?
Hey, bitch, listen. Now, I didn't want to call
Barry
this woman
married.
A bitch, but I got married in Vegas. She can kiss my ass, all right?
She said, was he out of his mind? Am I some whore-like piece wedding. Of effing
oh, what's
trash?
What's her Facebook? I'm going to her
Am
Facebook
I supposed
right
to
now.
Like
what's
the
her
idea
name?
Is she might have deactivated
What's
it.
What's her name? I'm going to her Facebook right now. What is it? Give her name.
A whore-like wedding.
They blocked it out.
A whore-like wedding? Listen. Only whore here is the one asking for $1,500 from her friends and family. I want her name right now. I want it.
We'll find
I'm leaving her messages.
Pull
Look,
her right
damn
back.
It.
There's a reason why people
so
pay for
angry.
Their own wedding. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Ask Jong. He's broke
ask
right now.
Me.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
moly.
Yeah, but Jong is fresh. Oh, yeah, but yours was like massive.
Yeah,
I didn't go to Joel's wedding, so I can't
down.
Speak for it.
I'm surprised he didn't ask his friends and family for money.
I'm surprised I didn't kill our wedding planner. All right, we got a half hour to go on the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. Old man wish for
younger days, yeah. You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of the big show. Barry, Nick, and Joel, Usual Suspects, as we are broadcasting live from the Gal Media Studios, brought to you by Hawk Security Services. We appreciate them, as well as Aunt Pookie's Barbecue on Beltway 8 between I-10 and Hammerly.
Delicious.
Very good stuff. Yep. We were talking about weddings before the break. So Keith wants to get in here, tell a little wedding story. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. How are
you? Hey, that lady is crazy as all get out. I still owe $300 on my wedding. I've been married 24 years. That's a good one.
Appreciate it, Keith. Yeah, see? I was fine until she started bad-mouthing Vegas. That's where me and my wife got married, and I don't think I know. I mean, we...
Let me just say this.
A couple hundred dollars.
If we had to do all over again, we'd have done it totally differently based on, like I told you, and I've said this several times since we started doing this show, weddings, funerals, and real estate, you get charged for everything. They can get you for anything and everything.
Yeah, I mean, having been in real estate, I get why real estate, because the fees for everybody's got their hand in your pocket. It's not necessarily like the agent's fault or the seller's fault. But weddings, in fact, our boy Patrick Randall said, look, I see people like this about every 2 weeks. There's a reason why people overcharge for some wedding stuff. We deal with so much crap from some clients that make you want to break things. And I get it. Like, if I had to deal with a woman like this, I couldn't. That's why I got out of real estate.
You know what I feel like a lot, and it's not just women. I think it's men, too. They want this amazing wedding, and they can afford a wedding. They just can't afford the wedding that they'd like to have, that amazing, beautiful wedding. So they're always above and beyond what they really can afford. And then when they don't get what they want, well, you didn't pay that much. You're not entitled to that much. You know what I mean? And I really feel like that's something wedding planners go through all the time.
And, you know, I mean, women like that, well, I shouldn't say women, people like that, that are spoiled and entitled and think that everyone else owes her that.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and blame this situation on her and not the husband, though, because the fact that she took the entire freaking she took time to write out that post. Like,
that,
I don't think
that shows you how narcissistic she is, though.
But old boy was willing to still marry this crazy chick.
Oh, my God.
Well, he does have a kid with her.
But just take her to Vegas to get it over with.
Bro, I don't care. Kid or no kid, I would be out.
No doubt.
I don't know if you realize how lucky you are, Barry. You got married through a drive-thru.
Yeah.
You don't have kids. You don't have to worry about ever having them.
Oh, you're lucky. I know. Yeah, and the drive-thru thing was my wife's idea. She was like, nope. Because I'm thinking she's Catholic. We're going to have a nice Catholic wedding in a church. And she's like, nope, I don't like this. She doesn't like the attention. She doesn't want no one looking at her.
Oh, okay.
So she was like, nope, we'll go to Vegas and have a good time and just be us and hang out. I was like, you got it. I am down for that.
I would have been.
Hell yeah. And then that lady had to go out and call it a whore wedding. And
after the guy suggested, let's just go to Vegas instead. And then she chastises the hell out of him. I'm like, I'm chastising him for thinking about even still marrying this chick.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Complete he must idiot. Be in love. I don't
Come
know.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
Okay.
She had white toenails, Nick.
Then it's a done deal.
She must have had white toenails. Which, by the way, now I sure do get a lot of pictures of chicks white toenails. I kind of regret having ever, because
what do you mean where
on my Twitter people send me, they're like, yo, look, I was out tonight, look what I found, and it'll be some chick's toes, and I'm like,
oh, it's dudes sending you pictures of chicks
they either met or that they're
that
they're
sounds
stalking.
Like our audience.
So real quick, I had thrown this out there, I wanted to get y'all's opinion and our listeners' opinion, because I'm thinking about doing a podcast outside of this show.
Okay.
just because, I mean, we do a lot of podcasts here, and I would probably do something that would be based more on a national platform, so that as I travel doing comedy, I could do the podcast on the road or whatever. But I opened it up for ideas because I don't want to just do a regular comedian podcast. Like, I don't want to just be, you know, less like, oh, I'm a comic that talks to other comics, and that's the whole podcast. I don't want to do that. And I don't want to do just sports because we already kind of have something like that. I mean, it is mm-hmm. this really popular show that we do. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to do a sports podcast. Now, I don't mind talking sports on the podcast, and I don't mind talking comedy, but I wanted to have kind of a theme around it, and I wanted to get y'all's opinion on what you think it should be.
Well, I like Joel's suggestion on Twitter. That way you can shut up about lawn care on our show.
Right. Just do your gardening podcast.
Immediately.
And that way we don't have to listen to you for 3 hours talk about lawn.
Hose and weed whackers.
Shrubs, all that crap.
Oh, yeah. Grabbing
Bermuda,
your shrub.
Grass.
For
grass. Whatever.
Plant your seed.
Sate September grass, whatever the hell it is. I don't know. I don't care.
Bermuda dunes.
I do not care.
Wait. Now, first of all, I regret this immediately. Second of all, did you say Saint September grass?
There's two types of grass. Saint September and Bermuda grass. Those are the two that you talked about. That's what I wrote down in my notes.
I love that you took Saint Augustine and made it Saint September.
Ridiculous
only,
ass information.
Only you. Several people. Here's if I'm being honest, if I'm confessing a little bit, I was like, oh God, there's no way I want to do a yard podcast. That'd be boring.
So boring.
What? Because you can't get enough when we're actually doing the show and someone goes, what kind of string are you using in your weed whacker?
Well, here's the thing though. We can touch on that here and there, but I wouldn't want to sit down and do a show dedicated solely to that all the time and then be on the road in a foreign city asking people how they do their yard. No, I'm all right.
It's a great
with that.
Idea.
No,
I think you could have Scott
we'll keep
from Scott's as one of your guests.
Well, no, yeah. We'll just do it on this show.
We'll do a video podcast.
We'll keep the yard work to this show.
Yeah,
and
visuals.
Whatever my podcast is will be something completely different that has nothing to do with yard work.
Scott from Scott's, Barry. He loves your podcast. Feed it.
I regret this. I don't regret it. But we did get somebody said do it on jealous co-hosts and dead shrubs. that was just me one episode. Joining me today, Nick, jealous co-host with
my
dead
shrubs are not dead.
They're
alive and well. One is struggling, but the rest of them are alive.
You sent me a
one
picture.
One is just struggling. It's not dead. I think they're not dead.
They're on life support, but I think if the right green thumb was placed in the right area, they might come back.
They're alive.
So, it might not come back a green thumb, but
they meet the requirement.
It would be alive.
Nick has a brown thumb, and it's not just because he's bad at gardening.
Moon River.
All right, so just so you guys know, I'm open to ideas if you want to text or tweet them. I'm open to ideas. Not you two idiots. I'm talking about the listeners. You guys are haters. You and the bride.
I think you go gardening.
No, not doing it. That's too boring. I'll just do that on this show.
Yeah, just bore our listeners
bore
and not your
hell
podcast
out of our
listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Soon we'll be sitting there going, what should we do? Oh, sorry.
I mean, he's got to get his daily shot in at him every...
That's not daily.
Three times a week.
That and Charlie.
I don't think so.
That was two today.
Yeah.
Jeez. One segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspect.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the big show. I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. Mac with three locations in the Houston area. You know what he does in this community. You know what he does when things are times are tough and things are up like the hurricane. But also know what he does for a living, and that is furniture. And he does it better than anybody else. He has solid wood American-made furniture. He has got great deals. He has everything in stock. He's going to take care of you because he wants you to be a return customer anytime you need anything furniture-wise in your house from ceiling to floor. That could be an area rug. That could be paintings on the walls. It could be plants. It could be a lot of different things. But most importantly, all that furniture from brands like Stickley, when you talk about solid wood, leather, and upholstered furniture, or in the bedroom when you're talking about Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster. Right now, he's doing the Astros promotion again, where if you buy $3,000 or more with a bedroom furniture and the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. Just another reason why you love dealing with Mattress Mack, because you're going to get a fair deal. You're going to get great furniture at a great price. And you're also going to know that not only is it going to last, but there's a chance that you could hit it big with a deal as long as the team that you root for anyway wins it all at the end of the year. They have those three locations, Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria area right across from Dillard's on Post Oak, and of course the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where regardless of which of the three locations you hit up, there are definitely going to be no back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time. You'll have delivery people at your front door, and the most important thing that is always true, Gallery really will save you money.
Indeed.
So we got one segment to go on the show before we turn it over to the Blitz. It's been adventurous. It's been fun.
It has.
You and I have covered some ground.
Yep. Do you want to do some of these news and notes? Because I didn't waste all my time this morning doing this for nothing.
So let's get to...
Because you did a couple of them already, right? Jags wide receiver Lee out for the year.
Yep. Marquise Lee, yep. I mentioned, is out for the year.
Yep. Pac-Man Jones signed the 1-year deal with the Broncos. I believe you mentioned that.
I did not.
Okay.
But Pac-Man Jones is a guy... They say they're looking at him as multifaceted, as a return guy and as a corner. He's a little long in the tooth, is he not?
That's what I feel like. You hear about these guys like Pac-Man Jones, 34 years old, been in the league for, it seems like forever now, but 2005, 13 years. And that's a long time in football years. But when you see these guys bounce around from team to team towards the end of their career, you start to wonder, what are people seeing in them that, you know, like the Adrian Petersons of the world, who went from Minnesota to the Saints to the Cardinals, and you're like, there's a reason that they can't stick. And I know he was with the Bengals until last year, but I just feel like he's starting down that path of bouncing around a little bit.
Also asking for trouble when he hasn't been with a team the entire training camp, but he thinks he can be ready for week one. As you get older and you try and push yourself and you haven't been in a camp for 4 or 5 weeks, it's not a good sign for anything other than injury.
Nope. But, I mean, hey, sometimes I guess you got to do what you got to do. Andrew Luck is dealing with a minor foot issue stemming from the week 3 preseason, according to his head coach, Frank Reich. Did you see the play?
I did not.
It looked pretty innocent. I mean, he was just scrambling out. I couldn't tell if his foot got caught up or anything like that. But if you're a Colts fan, hold your breath because he's already got another little nagging injury. And so he will probably – you won't see him again, I'm guessing, until the regular season. Speaking of that, Josh Gordon won't start in week one. But according to Hugh Jackson, he will play. So if you're fantasy implications, if you're thinking about grabbing Gordon kind of late – he will see the
good
field.
Look, yeah.
Yeah, he will see the field.
How about the fact that the Browns offered Dez $5 million for this year, and he said no, and they're not good enough to offer me a money that low?
What was the Ravens offer again?
It was a multi-year offer, which he didn't like. He just wanted a 1-year deal. But I believe it was a multi-year in and around 11.
I don't know what he's doing. I know he thinks very highly of himself. And
he came out now and said it'll be a little later before he signs with anybody. But you know, with Eric Decker retiring in New England, with Jacksonville with Marquise Lee out, now you got two of the premier teams in the AFC, probably the two premier teams, along with the Steelers would be the third one, but two of the three best teams in the AFC need a receiver. Suck it up if you really want to prove you can still play.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Redskins running back Chris Thompson and tight end Jordan Reed both are on pace and probably are looking really good to play in week one. So, again, more fantasy implications there.
Jordan Reed's the big one there because he is a big safety valve in that offense.
Yep, and then Delanie Walker looks like he's going to be ready to go for week one as well. So, there's your news and notes.
Yeah.
Yep, there's your news and notes.
Nothing Texans related. Cuts coming, though, and they get this week four preseason games out of the way early so that the teams can capitalize on a few extra days before they got to make decisions on the roster. I don't think that for all the question marks coming in, there are too many big names or names that people are watching that they're worried about being on the bubble. At one point, I had heard Kareem Jackson might be in trouble, but I don't think that – I think he's kind of solidified his spot. I don't think they're going to do anything major anywhere, do you?
I don't feel like there's anything where there's going to be a ton of surprises, but I think the big thing for this thing, because you're really talking about depth battles at most positions mm-hmm. now, more so than starters. There's not going to be any surprise cuts because of money, I don't believe. So I think it's really just been about health and about filling in the depth chart on this team more than anything else. So yeah. It makes for a bit of a boring offseason, but that's okay. That's okay.
But as we mentioned yesterday, the bigger thing is not who gets cut, but who they might pick up. Take a look at some veterans that might be out there that might be able to help you with the depth at the running back position, might help you at the offensive line positions, maybe help you a little bit with that receiver issue that you're trying to figure out who's going to be the complementary pieces to DeAndre Hopkins. So not as much who they're going to cut for me as to who they might pick up, who might become available based on these cuts coming this week.
Is there anything in particular? Anyone in mind? Like,
I haven't seen any names that I think are on the bubble.
I've seen names like Jay Prosh, but then again, like, who's really like, if you were come to me and say, I don't know, like Will Fuller or Kevin Johnson might be a surprise cut, right. But I'm not seeing those names.
No.
So like a Jay Prosh or somebody like that. Okay. That's okay.
You know, if Shane Leckler gets cut, I mean, he's still, as long as he's been in the league.
God, please don't start with the punter talk. Don't get them riled up over that.
And we've got some stellar callers sometimes.
Yeah, we do. What was the other thing here? I pulled up these expert picks for the college football going into the season because week one starts in earnest. They had a few college football games this past weekend.
Rice had one.
Nobody cares.
Rice
about.
Is 1-0.
Oh, okay. You might be surprised by this. I doubt it. I mentioned it a little earlier, but we talked about potential teams making the playoffs. And I said that basically Bama and Clemson, Washington and Wisconsin seem to be the overall sexy picks for everybody. But they did expert picks on ESPN, and the way it broke down, Clemson title picks.
Okay.
These are just title picks.
Okay.
Most 23 experts picked Clemson.
To win
that
it
was
all.
The highest number. Bama checked in second at 14. Georgia third with 3 votes. Wisconsin fourth with 2 votes. And Michigan got a vote. And then the playoff picks, it was Clemson had 43 out of 43 picks said to Clemson. That was the only dead ringer. 40 of 43 said Bama. So 3 people, 3 experts, didn't think that Bama would make the playoffs. DJ Shockley is one of them.
Next player.
Yeah, he had Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, and Washington.
Washington's getting a lot of love.
They are getting a lot of love, and I think that that's going to surprise some people. And, you know, every year we talk about it, but the Pac-10 never gets maybe the run that it should because most people live on the other side of the country and they don't stay up late.
But about it. Chip Kelly's got UCLA and a lot of people talking about them being back on the rise. USC seems to be in a good position after being years of being down. So maybe it's the Pac-12 is coming up a little bit.
Yeah. John Vilma.
Didn't have
Bama in his Final Four. He had Clemson, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Washington. And then the last one that didn't pick Bama.
Was a Bama player.
No.
Ex-Bama player. No.
This is going to make you lose faith in all of this. Lee Corso.
Oh, boy.
He had Wisconsin winning it all.
That Lee Corso is a genius. That freaking guy is so damn smart.
Kiss of death. Yeah.
Number 2 pencils and all.
He had Wisconsin winning it all. Clemson, Washington, and Georgia also make it the playoffs.
I don't even have Wisconsin winning it all, so that's fine.
No, but they show up. I mean, they're on here quite a bit.
Say with what you just said about Clemson, it shows you what Dabo's been able to do in terms of it's one thing to be a flash in the pan. It's another thing to be like a long-standing known program. And he's accomplished that for them. I hope that Wisconsin can get on their way with something like this. They're not winning at all, though. So.
Well, according to Lee Corso, the only person in this whole – no, I take that back. Myron Metcalf also picked Wisconsin to win it all.
Okay. I've heard their offensive line is legit. Mm-hmm. I'm still worried about their quarterback. And I really don't want to see Lee put his head in the Bucky costume.
Well, get ready for it. He'll be doing that quite a bit this year, I'm sure.
Super. All right, well, we're done. The Blitz is not. So they're going to take you home till 7. Jong is back from his honeymoon.
Welcome back,
Jong. So welcome back, Jong. Fred and AJ are here as well. They're going to be simulcasting on both SportsBet 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. And for Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow on a Way Back Wednesday. Y'all have a great night, everybody.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.